Chapter 5. Promises to the Burdened. Each day has its burdens, its cares and perplexities, and when we meet, how ready we are to talk of our difficulties and trials. So many borrowed troubles intrude, so many fears are indulged, such a weight of anxiety is expressed, that one might suppose we had no pitying, loving Savior, ready to hear all our requests, and to be to us a present help in every time of need. We shall never know until we are face to face with God, when we shall see as we are seen, and know as we are known, how many burdens He has borne for us, and how many burdens He would have been glad to bear if with childlike faith we had brought them to Him. Whatever your anxieties and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be opened for you. The weaker and more helpless you know yourself to be, the stronger will you become in His strength. The heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon the burden-bearer. The Lord's care is over all His creatures. He loves them all, and makes no difference, except that He has the most tender pity for those who are called to bear life's heaviest burdens. God's children must meet trials and difficulties, but they should accept their lot with a cheerful spirit, remembering that for all that the world neglects to bestow, God Himself will make up to them in the best of favors. We need to trust in Jesus daily, hourly. He has promised that as our day is, our strength shall be. By His grace we may bear all the burdens of the present and perform its duties. But many are weighed down by the anticipation of future troubles. They are constantly seeking to bring tomorrow's burdens into today. Thus a large share of all their trials are imaginary. For these Jesus has made no provision. He promises grace only for the day. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens, and duties. But the more difficult your position, and the heavier your burdens, the more you need Jesus. It should not be difficult to remember that the Lord desires you to lay your troubles and perplexities at His feet and leave them there. Go to Him, saying, "Lord, my burdens are too heavy for me to carry. Wilt Thou bear them for me?" And He will answer, "I will take them. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee." Whether they know it or not, all are weary and heavy laden. All are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin. If we were left to bear this burden, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. He has borne the burden of our guilt. He will take the load from our weary shoulders. He will give us rest. The burden of care and sorrow also He will bear. He invites us to cast all our care upon Him, for He carries us upon His heart. If we will walk humbly with God, if we will work in the Spirit of Christ, none of us will carry heavy burdens. We shall lay them upon the great burden-bearer. Then we may expect triumphs in the presence of God, in the communion of His love. Do not think that by placing your burdens on others you can find relief. Come right to the burden-bearer and tell Him about them. Believe that He is able and willing to meet the circumstances of your case. As you cast your helpless soul upon Him, He gives you peace and joy and strength and courage. Then you are able to tell someone else how precious Christ is to you. Let us not make ourselves miserable over some supposed future tomorrow's burden. Carry your duties of today cheerfully. Today's faith, today's trust in Jesus we must have. Today I must look and live. Today I will put my trust in God. Today I will rest in quietude and peace kept by the power of God. The Lord will be glorified by my being cheerful and happy in His assurance of love today. When your duties appear stern and severe, and your burdens too heavy to bear, remember that for your sake I endured the cross, despising the shame. When your heart shrinks from the trying ordeal, Remember that your Redeemer liveth to make intercession for you.